This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the new weapon of invasion of countries is migrants. In the old way of invading and occupying countries, it used to be done, you know, Adolf Hitler style, where they would march in and blitzkrieg with the tanks and, you know, bomb with the air force and, you know, occupy with soldiers on the ground. The new way to do it is not with the invading force holding guns, but instead holding babies. It's all about migrants now that are being pushed to invade America or invade Western Europe. This is how you take over regions. And the weapon is really guilt or the exploitation of compassion, because the idea is, you know, most people are good people. And so the media will depict these migrant caravans of, oh, these poor, impoverished, homeless refugees, they need help. They need help. Let them in. And if you let them in, then the next thing is, well, they should have voting rights and they should get all this free health care and free entitlements. I mean, obviously, they were poor people. We have to help them in every way we can. And then it's not just 4,000 migrants, then it's 40,000, and then it's 400,000, and then it's 4 million. And before long, you know, you're into hundreds of millions of migrants overrunning your country over a period of a few years. And this can happen. This is in the process of happening. But the correct answer to this, which is what this podcast is all about, is to look at the cause. Why are these people fleeing their countries? The answer to that is because their countries are in a state of collapse very often, such as Venezuela and so on, or near collapse, or they're suffering from corruption, starvation, economic destitution. They're fleeing their home countries because their home countries are a mess. Why are their home countries a mess? Because once you understand this, you understand the correct answer to this entire problem. The reason their home countries are a mess is because they're not free. They don't have liberty. Their home countries are a mess because they're run by socialists, fascists, or communists. And all of those lead to destitution and human suffering, starvation, lack of freedom, economic collapse, all of these things. So it's bad government that's causing the human suffering that's leading to the wave of migrants that the UN and others, globalists, are trying to use to invade America so they can turn America into what? Well, a socialist slash communist country. So this is like it's like an epidemic of bad government that's spreading all around the world. You know, bad government in one country produces a wave of migrants that are fleeing that country. So they invade another country. And then that country, when those migrants come in, they vote for the same socialism that they just fled. And then pretty soon that country is suffering under socialism or fascism or communism. And then the people have to flee that country. And it's a chain reaction of bad outcomes and human suffering and bad government. So what's the answer to all of this? You got to realize that we can't save every person in the world on the back end. In other words, just by treating the symptoms. You can't just, send them food, send them money. So, I mean, you can do that in the short term. And in some cases, it's a good idea if there's an acute crisis somewhere. But long term, you can't just keep sending them food and sending them money and sending them healthcare. Or you can't just keep letting them into your country. You know, here's another million. Here's another 2 million. You can't do that. The long-term answer is to help all of these countries reestablish freedom and liberty, which means essentially reforming their governments to become more pro-liberty systems through which economic abundance will flourish. And then all those people fleeing those countries, they don't have a reason to flee anymore. Why would you flee if your home country is doing great? Because you have freedom. Freedom of the press, economic liberty. You've got honest government. You've got, let's say, democratic elections, or at least something that pretends to be. That's America, you know. But there are a lot of things that can be done. The answer is to solve the problems at home in those countries. And the answer to that is the spread of global liberty. So we need, really, a kind of Bill of Rights for all citizens of the world. And not the fake UN Bill of Rights, whatever it's called. A Bill of Rights. Every person in the world should have both a First and Second Amendment. The right to speak without being censored needs to be a universal right. And the right to bear arms needs to be a universal right, because the right to bear arms, a Second Amendment, if it were global, would allow the people of their home countries to overthrow violent dictators and communist authoritarian leaders like you see in places like North Korea. If you can overthrow those bad forms of government, you can establish liberty. Second Amendment was designed exactly for that purpose in America, to overthrow a tyrannical government regime. That's actually the purpose of the Second Amendment. It's not about shooting deer. As it's often said, it's about shooting tyrants. That's really the purpose of the Second Amendment. Now imagine if that were universal, where you had people who are being oppressed and people who are suffering under authoritarian or dictatorial regimes all over the world, and they could overthrow those bad forms of government, where power wasn't just concentrated in the hands of a corrupt regime. Power was actually distributed among the citizens. That's the Second Amendment. It's about the distribution of power, because firearms represent power. And so the most free people are people who live in societies where the right to bear arms is a universal right among the people. And so actually instituting First and Second Amendment protections for the world is a very important goal to stop the implosion of these countries, stop the migrant waves from trying to flee those countries, because you're going to be able to rebuild these countries under economic liberty and democratic liberty as well. And you might say, well, wait a minute. You're talking about Second Amendment. All these people are going to get guns. Aren't you just going to cause a lot of shootings in these countries? Well, at first, you're going to cause a lot of shootings of the corrupt criminal politicians, which is exactly the whole point here. You're going to cause these people in these corrupt nations to overthrow bad, corrupt governments. Yes, people are going to get shot in that process, but on the other side of that, you're going to have a more free society, and you're going to have a more abundant society where you don't have a corrupt regime that's just stealing all the money and siphoning off everything from the economy, leaving their population broke and starving. I mean, that's Venezuela. You know, the best thing that could happen to Venezuela right now is if the people had enough guns to go in and shoot all the tyrants. I mean, flat out, that is the best thing that could happen. And then you wouldn't have all the problems there. You'd have a complete economic reform and so on. The other problem worth mentioning is that people in many of these countries around the world, because of their lack of education in liberty, they tend to keep voting for the same corrupt politicians that give them the same enslavement and economic destitution. And so the people in Venezuela, for example, voted for this guy, Maduro. Of course, the elections weren't entirely honest. But it is said that in society, people get the government they deserve. Because a lot of people, especially in South America, they want socialist policies. They want the government to take care of them. They have not been educated in the importance of individual liberty and taking responsibility for your own life. They think the government is their mommy and daddy, and the government should give them everything they need. Their food, their fuel, you know, everything. Education, you name it. So we've got to get away from government being the mommy and daddy. And that's a cultural change that also needs to take place. So that in addition to reestablishing First and Second Amendment rights everywhere around the world, we need to educate the world about the evils of socialism, the failures of communism, versus the economic success of individual liberty and free market systems. So that's the answer. That's how you solve the migrant problem, and that's how you solve human suffering, frankly, is you educate and you spread freedom globally. And that's why America is the most important country in the world, because America is spreading freedom. And that's why America's military needs to be strong. And that's why American ideas need to continue to be influential around the world. And this is why we must protect America from being overrun by illegals ourselves. Because if America gets taken over by this human wave, then America can't function as a pro-liberty country. So that's the quick answer to all of this. Share this podcast if it makes sense. You can hear more of my work at healthrangerreport.com or check out my website, newstarget.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.